I thought about those songs you was all singing, and you know, I think about, you know, the singing that goes on, the talents that's here, but there's talents everywhere that people do for the Lord. Okay, when we applaud, we're applauding your efforts, but we're applauding the Lord. The Lord laid that on your heart to do that, and you do it for the Lord, and it'll be a blessing. If you're up here doing it for show, it'll fall. It'll fail. It will. And I wrote down what I got out of those songs. I got, whoa, 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 whoa. Love was born tougher than nails. My cup runneth over. Can you say amen? Amen. Now think about that. There's a sermon in them songs right there. Praise the Lord for obedient people. And another thing I wrote down sitting back there, I remember Billy Graham said, and I heard him quote, I heard him say it on one of his sermons one time, and I probably won't get it exact, but he said, I put all my hope in the person of Jesus Christ. And that's where we stand here tonight. We need to be putting our hope in the person, in the life of Jesus Christ and Him alone, because like we said, we'll fail. Like we said, there's not one can make it without the person, the life of Jesus Christ and His shed blood for us. Okay, my sermon topic here tonight, if you want to look it up, it's going to come out of Matthew chapter 26. And I've been thinking about this a lot the last several days, is about God's will and God's plan. Okay? God's will for you, Greg, and God's plan for you. Now, I used to think, well, that's the same, but I've come to think, I think there's a difference there. And we'll see some scriptures that'll not prove the point, but to let us know there is a difference, okay? And not they're the same, okay, but different, okay? Matthew 26, I'm going to read verses 36 through 39. Matthew 26, 36 through 39. It says, Then cometh Jesus with them into the place called Gethsemane, and said unto his disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Let's pray. Lord, we humbly bow here before you, Lord, with your word open before us, Lord, and seeking your guidance, seeking your Holy Spirit, Lord, to guide us, direct us, to fill us with your Spirit and your word and your truth. For there is none other that matters in this time today, Lord. We ask for your guidance here this evening, Lord. I ask for you to forgive me, Lord, where I fell you, and get this man out of the way, Lord, that your word will stand forth and proclaim your name in Jesus Christ. And these prayers we ask in Christ's name. And amen. Amen. Now, I thought about that. Okay, that was Jesus talking as the Jesus, the man. He knew what was coming. So he asked God if this cup could pass. But that wasn't God's will. God's will was for him to go through with that, to do that. So, I looked up a dictionary, Funk and Wagner's or whatever the name of it is, dictionary. Will is the power of conscience, deliberate action. Okay, just keep that in your mind there. The power of conscience, deliberate action. Okay, and then plan said it is a scheme or method or design for the attainment of some object. And another one was a mode of action. Okay, so they're different. Okay? They're different. God's will, you know, I've done a lot of research in the Strong's Concordance trying to look up some of those words. And God's will is His desire for mankind. Covers us all. Okay, so His will never changes. His will is for every person to be born to be saved, to be in heaven. That's it. That's fact. That doesn't change. That doesn't change at all. Okay. Now God's plan is His desires for you. Okay, that narrowed it down. Okay, His will is for mankind. His desire is for you. And you. And you. And each and every one of us. That's the individual part of God. Okay. That's His individual relationship with each and every one of us. That's His individuality to reach out to each of us as individuals. Okay? He sent Jesus to die for mankind, but He died for your sins. Praise the Lord for that tonight. Isn't that exciting? That is. Okay. God's will, unchanging from creation till the new heaven and the new earth. We all agree on that, correct? It didn't change with Adam's disobedience, did it? No. Now that might change His plan for Adam. But His will never changed. His will never changed, not one iota, from the time, from creation. His will for mankind didn't change when He was leading Israel out of Egypt and they were whining and resorted to idol worship and all that. Now His plan changed because His plan was to lead them right out of there. But with all this going on, all they did, it took 40 years and He wiped out. But His will was for them to go on. And did His will happen? Yes. They went to the promised land. Did His will change when the Jews rejected Jesus Christ? When we rejected Jesus Christ? No. His plan might have changed a little for the individuals, but His will was still that. Go to look at 2 Peter 3:9. And this is awesome right here. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." His will today is for every person that was ever born or ever will be to be in heaven with Him. I remember reading that one time, looked it up. Why did He create us? He created us for His pleasure. And that's why He gave us the free will. If He had created us as robots, that all would have been. Okay, so His will is for each and every one to spend eternity with Him. No matter what. We know they're not, but that's His will. That don't change His will. The modern world. God's will does not change because the modern will has turned its back on God. This world here today has pretty much turned its back on God. Okay? Right is wrong. Wrong is right. You know all the issues that's going on that is just totally dead ringer set wrong against God's plan, God's will, God's word. But it didn't change His will for us. He's still not willing that any of them should perish, but all should come to repentance. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Unchanging. Never change. We couldn't change it. He won't change it. Okay, now we'll talk a little bit about God's plan. And it varies. Okay? It will. He doesn't change His plan. He has a plan for you, Ryan. Okay? And I'm not picking on you, but He has a plan for all of us. But He has a plan for you. From the word go, He has a plan for you in your life. And I'm talking to every one of us here, okay? Now, He's not going to change that plan. Now, we might. We might mess it up. Okay, but the point is, that's where it varies. God's plan for Dave Long is not the same as God's plan for Ryan, for you, or all of us. We're all called for a certain purpose. Okay? Okay. I thought about the plan for Joseph, and I know him as Joseph in the coat of many colors. Jacob's son. Okay? And I thought about the plan, and all of us, you know the story of Joseph. The brothers didn't like him. He was the little guy. He was the weakling. He was whatever. And they didn't like him. They threw him in a pit. And, you know, he had a rough row to hoe, and he ended up being their king. But he was in the place God needed him. He was in the place God planned for him to be. God wanted him to be. I don't want to say God needs, because God needs nothing from us. But Joseph ended up being a great help to the Israelite people. Okay. And then I wrote down his plan for Pharaoh. Okay. Now we know God's will was for all to come to repentance. But we think of how he used his plan for Pharaoh. His plan rejected. Pharaoh rejected God. But God used him. He was in God's plan. He had a plan for Pharaoh, and he used Pharaoh to glorify himself. And then there's Paul. That one should speak to all of us. He persecuted Christians. Okay, so you think he would be the last one God would want to use. And we all know what he done with Paul. So that brings me to what's to God's plan for you. Do you realize what God's plan for you is tonight? Do you realize? And it's not, and I'm not getting at what you're supposed to do for the Lord, but I'm more getting to what, to how you can enjoy the benefits of God's plan for your life. Enjoy the hope that he instills in your heart when you got saved. Instill the confidence that we can have in this world where we struggle, and we struggle because we let us struggle. We need to stand confident on the plan that God has for your life. We need to stand firm on what Jesus has done, knowing that we do not have a spirit of fear, that we have a spirit of power. And that's part of God's plan for your life here tonight. So let's stand bold, thinking that the Creator of all, from way back then to way out there, has a plan for you. He does. He does. Now think about that. That's astronomical. Is that a word? That's big. It's awesome, yeah. And it should be humbling. It should be praiseworthy for what he's done. If you guys want to come and get a song, I'll hit the end. Do we appreciate this plan? Now think about that. I wanted at the end of the sermon here tonight for us to really think about the plan he has for you in your personal life. Okay, now think about it. He planned for you since the time you was born to spend eternity with him. He planned his plan for you from the time you was born was to bring him pleasure. His plan for you is that he loves you. All should come to repentance. There was no place in his plan for you that included hell. Praise the Lord for that. That he's worthy of praise for that right there. That's what this is all about. Heaven or hell. We're all bound for hell. Jesus came, shed his blood. We accept that. We can go to heaven. Okay? That's the way it is. Okay? Now let's appreciate that. Let's appreciate that plan he made for each and every one of us. Praise the Lord tonight.